Welcome to Hope It's Here. My name is Greg Horn, and talked to you yesterday about returning gifts. I'm sure, like me over the years, we've all gotten a gift that we're like, oh, thanks, but no thanks. Maybe it's the old proverbial fruitcake, or maybe it's just a sweater that you're like, oh my goodness, is that thing glow in the dark? I wouldn't be caught dead in that. And yet, what I want to talk to you about is maybe some gifts that the enemy has given you over the past few years. And, you know, just like that ugly sweater that you've been meaning to return, but then you waited too long and you had to return it within 90 days, or you owned it and yet you just keep letting it hang out in your closet. Well, maybe there's been some emotional and mental gifts that the enemy has given you that you've been carrying around, and you're like, nope, I am returning those this year back to the enemy, and I'm going to be a person of freedom and live in the peace and the joy of the Lord. And so yesterday we got started about talking about exchanging the gift of fear from the enemy for the gift of God's faith. And we talked about walking by faith and not by sight in Romans 12:2 about the renewing of your mind. And of course, we remind you in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that fear does not come from God, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so I want to encourage you, if you missed yesterday's program, go back and our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out that 14-minute program. But the other gift that I want to talk about today, another gift that we should exchange that the enemy may have given you that you've carried around for a while and kept in your closet and your mind and your heart, is the gift of anger. We need to exchange anger. I mean, if we're honest, we all at some point, even though we may be calm most of the time, we struggle with anger. And I have to say to you, being in ministry now for over 16 years, that there are a lot of angry people and a lot of angry Christians. And as we head into 2020, I want us to take a look at what Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 says. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. It's Colossians 3:8. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. But before we can get rid of anger, let's look at what kind of causes anger. A couple of things that I have found is that anger is usually caused by a combination of two factors. One, an irrational perception of reality. For example, you know, it's got to be done my way. And when people don't do things my way, or maybe it's a low frustration point. Example, it's my way or no way. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that we all, I think one of the things that causes so much problems in relationships, marriages, work relationships, friendships, is expectations. And when people don't do those things, then sometimes we get disappointed, but then sometimes we even get angry because maybe we've had our expectations not met in a lot of areas of our life. But anger is an internal reaction that is perceived to have an external cause. And, you know, angry people almost always blame their reactions on some person or some event, but rarely do they realize that the reason they are angry is because of the irrational perception of the situation. And, I mean, as I think back over my life, I've found that to be really true. You know, angry people have a certain perception and expectation, there's that word expectation, of the world that they live in, and when that reality does not meet their expectation of it, we become angry. So I've talked about that twice here in our first few minutes, that maybe the reason you're angry is just because of expectations. They just haven't been met. And you know what? It's important to understand that unless we know about what those expectations are up front, when you start a new job, that's why you do premarital counseling, your kids, you got to be consistent in your discipline with them, because people need to know what the expectations are. And it's important to understand, though, that, you know, not all anger is unhealthy. I do want to say that. Anger is one of our most basic defense mechanisms that protects us, and it motivates us from being dominated or manipulated by others. And sometimes, for some of you, you may need to stand up for yourself. You're angry because somebody keeps walking all over you, whether it's a boss, a spouse, a sibling, a friendship. But anger can sometimes give us strength or courage and the motivation to maybe combat this injustice done against us by others that maybe we love. But here's the fact of the matter. If anger is left uncontrolled and free to take over our mind and body, then the anger can become destructive. And here's what I've really learned. I've seen it over and over, and it's biblical. But one of the ways you can tell if you've got a problem with anger, and I found this in my own life, is to listen. What are the words that are coming out of your mouth? Matthew chapter 15, verse 18 says, "But those things that come out of the mouth, they come from the heart." And if you look at anger's root cause, it really is a heart issue. And I really like Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 23. It says, "Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they will bring life and radiant health to anyone that discovers their meaning." And then verse 23 is huge. "Above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do." And you know, we can easily become angry because we can get our hearts polluted by all the things in our culture. And there's a lot of things that some of them can be good things, like food and sports. And, you know, God loves to bless his kids. Money's okay. Sex in marriage is fine, okay? Power, authority. God loves to have people in authority. But if we're not careful, some of these things can be done to extremes. And, you know, our heart can get out of place and not be focused on Jesus and be focused more on material things or eating all the time. And next thing you know, we're overweight, or we handle stress and anger by that. And that's one of the things I've struggled with over the last few years. Used to not, but I've found myself medicating with food and been dealing with that. And thankful to say that I've lost 15 pounds this year and got to do a lot more, but headed in the right direction. And so I want to encourage you, man, not to stay angry yourself. Do something about it. One verse that will really help you not say stuff even when your heart's hurting is James 1:19. "Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." I shared that verse earlier this week, and because there's a lot of wisdom in that verse. So I want to encourage you, though, to exchange that gift of anger for the gift of love. And I'm not talking about romantic love that we talk about at Valentine's Day and all that stuff. But I'm talking about just that love that it talks about 1 Corinthians 13. And, you know, it talks about, "If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but I don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all its mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't have love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've got nowhere. So no matter what I do, I am bankrupt without love." And of course, we know, you hear this at weddings a lot, verse 4 in chapter 13, that love never gives up. Love cares more for others than self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. Doesn't keep a score of the faults of others. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that love never dies. It always trusts. It always hopes. And I want to encourage you to be one of those type of people. And I think one of the reasons we can't love a lot of times and we struggle with anger is because we don't love ourselves. I heard my hero Wayne Smith say one time, "If someone is acting ugly on the outside, it's because they're hurting on the inside." And so I want to say to you today that maybe the reason you struggle with anger is because you really don't know. Maybe you surrendered your life to Jesus and your salvation's intact. You're going to go to heaven. But you really don't know how much God unconditionally loves you until you get revelation of that in your life, and that's from spending time with him in his word and worshiping him through music and attending church and small group Bible studies and listening to podcasts and just letting him fill your heart. It's hard to exchange that gift of anger a lot of times for that gift of love. The final gift I want to challenge you to exchange that the enemy may have given you is the gift of guilt. And I want to encourage you to exchange it for the gift of grace. One of the things that I have seen over and over in my 16 years of ministry is that people are harder on themselves than God is. In fact, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 tells us, there is now no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And the Bible also tells us in Psalm chapter 103, verse 12, that God has removed all our rebellious acts and sin as far as away from the east is from the west, once we share it with him and ask for forgiveness. In other words, God doesn't remember it anymore. But unfortunately, I know I've been guilty at times, and I got a feeling a lot of you listening to me today are guilty of hitting the rewind button and keep just replaying the failures and things that you've done, maybe that have been unwise or selfish. And yet, if you have asked God for forgiveness, don't let Satan make you feel guilty. And he loves doing that to parents and kids and just husbands and wives. And yet the fact of the matter is that, you know what? You're not guilty. If you ask for forgiveness and if you walked away from something that was unhealthy, it was not God-honoring, whatever it is, one of the greatest gifts that you can give yourself today is just to forgive yourself. Is to forgive yourself. Jesus took all our sins on the cross, past, present, and future. And yet some of you are still ruminating over a failure that happened 10 years ago. And God's like, man, I've already forgotten about that. You went to Jesus and said, hey, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And he came to me and said, hey, Father, forgive, you know, Greg or Sherry, you know, John, Steve, Lisa, for what they did. And he said, it's gone. It's forgotten. It's over. It's done. And so I want to encourage you to exchange that gift of guilt for the gift of grace this year. And some of you say, well, I just don't know if God will do that. But Hebrews 4:16 makes it about as plain as it can and how easy it is for us. It tells us in Hebrews 4:16, let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it. Friends, God's made it about as simple as he can when he tells us that we can come boldly to his throne and that he is gracious to do that, that we will receive mercy and we will find his grace to help us when we need it. And so, man, I hope this year as we close out 2019 heading to 2020 that you will exchange your gift of fear for faith. Exchange the gift of anger that the enemy's given you for God's gift of love. And that last but not least, exchange that gift the enemy's given you, you've been carrying around for many years of guilt, and exchange it for God's gift of grace. Hope that you'll maybe share our programs with somebody. Hope is here. Go to our website, hopeishere.today, and you can catch all our programs. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.